Bird Bequest Part 2.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
First, we get the bard out.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Next, the American Woodcock.
Brandon Sprague.
Then the American Crow.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Keep up the request, guys.
Thanks, kiddo. Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Get the f*** out of here.
Just kidding. Stick around. We got another hour to go.
You know football season's here when me and Casey are yelling at each other in a commercial break whose team is more dog crap.
That's fantastic.
He's wearing a sick Steeler hoodie, and I give it to him.
Got great looks, man.
Great logo. All-time great logo.
It's one of those, like, I'm jealous of the fans because I'd love rocking some Steeler gear.
Well, my brother-in-law went to a Steelers-Ravens game about a decade plus ago, and I was like, how was he? He's like, dude, we were waving the towel.
You get into
He's
it,
He's not
man.
Even a Steeler fan, you know? Yeah. He's a Dolphin guy, but look, I have a lot of respect for that franchise. I do think they've absolutely stopped caring about the quarterback position for a better part of, what, 8 years? That's a problem. It's a great franchise. But that's how I know preseason's here. Casey is S-talking me about the Niners while bragging simultaneously about the Steelers winning their division last year.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here with that. Yeah. Some things you can brag about as a Steelers fan.
He's like, you finished third. I'm like, and we had four-game lead on you. What does that say?
Put us in the AFC North. Wait and see what we do.
I just love it. That's how I know football's back. And then Patrick's out here, and he's like, you know, I don't have a team, but I'm going to claim the first London team. And I'm like, how soccer of you?
Does he not have an NFL team?
No.
No NFL team?
I was like, pick a team. Me and Casey are at least arguing about our team.
Yeah, challenge flag quickly. I've always actually thought, from an NFL standpoint, a really fun documentary to do would be to get somebody. I kind of thought this during the World Cup, too. Like, all these Europeans coming over and be like, oh, my God, look at South Carolina. It's beautiful. Like, getting somebody that would go and visit every NFL stadium for a home game, immerse themselves, like, almost like a recruiting visit of a high school kid. And, like, you tailgate, you walk around, you do the traditions, put on the gear, you're a part of the fan base for the day, and then they decide at the end of the documentary who they are going to become a fan of. And it'd be funny to see who they would end up picking and for what reason. He helped you find your European football fandom, your Champions League fandom.
We play Leeds this weekend.
You wanted to find a Champions League
English
team to follow,
League.
English Premier League to follow, and he helped you do that. Like, how does he know? You gotta have one. There's got to be some rooting interest in the NFL.
Well, yeah, he gave me seven because I didn't want to be a bandwagon top end Premier League fan like Swag is.
Right,
and I didn't
be
want
a Dodger
team.
Fan, Cowboy fan. You know,
well, he only roots for Tottenham when they're winning the whole thing. I didn't want to be at the bottom, right? So he gave me a list of teams that were right sandwiched in the middle. And Nottingham Forest was one. I love red. The logo's dope. Chose them. They almost got relegated. He needs that in the NFL.
We need to do this for him for the NFL.
And he's like, you know, the London thing. And I just...
No. London should not have a team. Don't let that be your fandom.
I thought this he was referencing the Jags.
This is not an international sport. Like, just stop it.
It is, actually. There's an international game almost every week now.
No, there's not. It's over.
I think this year, isn't there one?
There is. I mean, yeah.
Because the Niners play in Australia week one, and then...
They're probably every week.
There's a Mexico City or something.
I think there's 10 international games this
10
year.
10 total?
I think there's going to be 12 next year.
He's going to make it happen every year. I mean, they're just...
Well, they want to get to that point.
Yeah.
If we're going to follow what you followed for...
English Premier League?
English Premier League.
So he gave me seven of the middle of the table.
So Denver's out, Seattle's out, New England... Like, Rams are out, Buffalo's out, San Francisco's out, like, Philly's got to be out... Let's go down to the middle of the sport.
So give me like dead middle of the sport.
Here would be the seven-ish middle-ish teams. And I don't think we'd eliminate it because none of them are, as you know, dynasties are going to dominate their way to the sport.
Tampa.
You're going to, like, I'll just go to like 10-7 or worse. The Chargers are kind of in this category. So you have Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Carolina, Indy, technically Baltimore just off of last year's standings, Tampa, Atlanta, him becoming a Cowboy fan would be pretty funny. And then Cincinnati maybe is in there.
So here's an easy answer for me. He actually identifies with this team, I think, the most. Because Patrick Harris is he's an interesting duck. Okay? He's a Timbers fan.
Yes.
Green and gold.
Yeah.
He is a Guardians fan. Red
and blue.
Navy blue.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland. So So if we're going Portland to Cleveland now.
Middle America.
This is for you.
He's a Washington State Cougar. So
yes, he is.
Crimson and gray.
Yeah.
Pullman, Washington. There's no real rhyme or reason for him with these fandoms, right? Outside of he went to Wazoo, get it. Lives
not
in
a
Portland,
connection
get
with
it.
Any of the rooting interests.
They're all different. I can actually think of one of the teams you just named that lines up with what his overall fandom experience has been. And it's the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. It's a good one to jump
on. He's an absolute skull clapper with a dart in his mouth.
They have a soccer vibe in their stadium with the skull clapping.
Absolutely insane, like English Premier League fans. It's another color scheme that doesn't make any sense with any of the other colors.
Doesn't fit the ones that he already has, yeah.
They have perpetual letdown, see the Guardians in a World Series.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes sense.
Jeez, oh, Pete!
Patrick Harris should be a Minnesota Viking fan.
I think we just came to the conclusion there. Welcome to the Viking fandom. Get your skull clap ready and get ready to learn Kyler Murray, buddy.
Like, don't be a London fan, dude.
No, that's stupid.
Come on.
Don't root. No, we should not expand.
Minneapolis is a beautiful city.
Hey, quick question if you want the NFL to expand. When's Chelsea moving to New York? Is that going to happen?
No.
No, okay.
That would never happen.
When's Manchester United coming to play in Houston?
Never.
Oh, they're not going to move over here?
No.
Why wouldn't they do that, though? When's Nottingham Forest going to come play in Jacksonville?
Never, dude. We're renovating our stadium.
Got it.
On the River Trent.
Just checking. Yeah, just making sure. Yeah. This is a one-way street, evidently, but not the other way around.
Tottenham's signing half a Man City team.
Hey, you want an
NFL
team? By all means, you can have Jacksonville. Nobody gives a rip about Jacksonville anyways.
Right.
And I get a Premier League team
Are they playing in Orlando this year?
Oh, he's a Husky fan. He hates the Huskies.
Oh, he's
no purple. God.
Then he's a Colts fan.
That's an interesting fandom thing. Does that follow you for other teams that you hate?
No.
No.
I don't think it does for me either.
Well, I'm trying to think. I like a lot of red.
I hate Washington just as, you know, Patrick and I are in lockstep in our hatred of the Huskies together. But if I were that wouldn't impact me if I grew up a Minnesota Vikings fan, I don't think.
No, I don't think it would either.
Like, I'm not going to jump. I do like the Vikings.
You cancel an entire color off of a hate of one team.
I've always had this in state. As an Oregon guy, Oregon, my baseball team's the same color as the Beavers.
That's right. Yeah, the orange and black. Yeah.
I'll wear orange and black stuff around the office sometimes. People will look at me and be like, are you? Oh, nope, Giants. No.
Yeah, because I don't want to give him one that's just one.
No, you can't give him a just champion.
He also needs a little heartbreak city. You can't, the Bills fit the mold.
What about Detroit right now? 2 years ago, I would have said you're a front runner, but they didn't make the playoffs last year.
No, some Honolulu.
And talk about heartbreak and pain.
No success.
There's nothing there outside of Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. Not a lot going on.
Yeah, the Lions are a good
Detroit's
one.
Detroit's not bad. He could bite a kneecap.
He also told me Nottingham Forest is the Carolina Panthers of the Premier League. Maybe the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah,
he's short. Bryce Young's short.
You're short. I'm short.
He's looking up to Bryce Young. You know what I mean? Get on a step stool, see eye to eye, Bryce Young.
Or maybe he wants to jump on the bandwagon of this year's MVP.
One of the best offenses in the NFL, one of the most complete offenses in the NFL. I absolutely expect Justin Herbert to be in MVP conversations deep into this season. Healthy, this is a very good offensive line and a great scheme in Mike McDaniel. Marion Hampton, their young running back, should be a stud, and they are plenty talented on the perimeter. I think the biggest challenge is, can Justin Herbert just add a little bit of anticipation to his game, a little bit of some touch on some throws, because that's such a premier part for this offense. But the way that Mike McDaniels marries run, pass, creates easy throws for quarterbacks, and not only completions, but chunk throws, Justin Herbert should thrive. He's had some unbelievable six seasons in his NFL career. He should thrive in this offense.
He's tied for fourth, by the way, so it's
not
a scorching hot.
I was just about to pull up the odds, so he's tied for fourth for MVP
with
odds.
May and Mahomes, yeah.
Really?
According to Vegas Insider's DraftKings National, it's Allen, Lamar, Burrow, and then May, Mahomes, Herbert are tied.
Interesting. Would you place the bet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the one thing that could benefit him greatly, we don't like the receivers a whole lot. I think Ladd McConkey and Johnston are fine. But they're lacking that true difference maker, in my opinion. The one thing that's absolutely going to help him that, without a doubt, put Tua in a conversation a couple years back, what is he going to do with Herbert? Quick read.
Protect him, yeah.
Quick throws. It's not – he'll have moments of Herbert improvising or staying in the pocket to develop and maybe take a hit. McDaniel's going to quick read it. And they're going to run the football. They're going to do what Harbaugh wants to do, and they're going to get Hampton going. It was an underrated part of what Miami's offense was, actually. It's why we know who Achane is. I think that's an element for Herbert the quick read, the quick hit, get the ball out fast, don't take a lot of big hits, don't get injured with marrying that with the run game. Yeah. Why him, Mahomes, like if you want to bet any of those guys, I totally get it. He's fourth in the odds.
Let me ask this question because I was curious. I knew we were going to do this. I pulled up the MVP odds to look at him. I figured he would have been a little bit further down the list, but maybe that's just me being naive because the McDaniel thing is certainly gives people hope that Herbert will take a step statistically speaking. So your top five or six guys, if I get past Matthew Stafford, so here are the guys Matthew Stafford and above with the odds. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford. That's the top nine in MVP odds in the NFL. If I gave you those nine or everybody else in the field, what would you take? One of those nine or somebody from outside of literally anybody outside of that?
I would take the field.
You would take the field over those nine.
And that's not a lack of faith. It's playing the value play. First of all, Stafford could easily have another great season. I don't think he's gonna repeat. I know it doesn't happen in the NFL the way it does the NBA, but it's so fast and easy in any sport for narratives to land.
Mm-hmm.
If Trevor Lawrence comes out,
Trevor Lawrence is outside of that. Jordan Love is outside of that.
He balls out. Jordan Love balls out. Like, there's some dudes on that outside list. Sam Darnold, cut the interceptions down and put up similar numbers. You could win the MVP again, especially if you win your division. I just, you know, we'll see what Bo Nix is. I don't think Bo Nix is a league MVP in my mind.
Yeah, because you got to have a certain base level of stats in order to team success is great and you're winning playoff games. That's awesome. But there's also a base level of statistical numbers that you have to have.
No doubt about it. And he's been good, but you know, I look at some of the other guys outside of it. I would probably take the collective feels. Is Jaden Daniels going to come back?
Yeah, could he be healthy this year and do it?
He doesn't get the respect, but he becomes debatable. Brock Purdy, if the Niners can get off to a good start, that's another name.
Like, hell, can I throw one at you? Now, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid and I'm starting to get a little concerned that I'm having too much Kool-Aid. What about Kyler Murray? You got Justin Jefferson to throw the ball to.
I think he's most suited for comeback player of the year.
Okay, totally fair.
Or most improved, whatever that.
When I add the component of him, now he's got his biggest thing is staying healthy.
Anyway, Jared Goff is outside of that.
Jared Goff's going to put up big numbers. He does it. Even last year, Jared Goff put up huge numbers last year.
Baker's saying watch out. Yeah. CJ Stroud's in a contract year. Maybe he gets it going a little bit. I just think you look outside of that. And also, is there a non-quarterback you consider?
Yeah, could it be the year where a Bijan does it or Gibbs in Detroit?
Takes a lot for that to happen.
Yes, it does.
That's why Offensive Player of the Year was created, was to reward the non-quarterbacks. But
right.
You can't help but go there to a certain extent of like, would you take nine or the field for MVP? I think I would actually lean the field, even though those nine deserve to be in that conversation and likely could win it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bet it because what the hell? Herbert wins the MVP. I want to have a ticket on it. That'd be kind of fun to see. One other note out of the National Football League. It is funny, kind of the theme of this last 40 minutes of radio have been quarterbacks with pressure to win. What a shocking development in the NFL. Joe Burrow, is he going to force his way out? Herbert's never won a playoff game. We're putting him into MVP conversations. Talk about a guy who carries a little bit of that weight on his shoulders as well. He's got a new head coach, and here is Josh Allen talking about things he can improve on this upcoming season.
Decision-making's one. Understanding protections is two. Throwing the ball away, three. I do believe that's a quarterback stat. Understanding what's going on is the main thing. And two, not making a bad play worse. And I think there was too many times last year where I did that, trying to make something happen. I could have avoided quite a few sacks last year and just thrown the ball away. But we learn and we move on.
It's funny, too, because when you go back, I don't know if it's the reason they lost, but a massive reason they lost in the playoff game on the road in Denver was his turnover at the end of the first half, where he just mind-numbingly fumbled the football. It's like, dude, this is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
They got a field goal out of that, didn't they?
I'm pretty sure Denver kicked a field goal, and they, you know, the Bills still damn near won it. And if you get a Cooks, you know, hold on to that catch and it's not a pick, they win that game. They go to the AFC title game, and we might be sitting here talking about the Buffalo Bills, the Super Bowl champions, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, ifs and buts, candy and nuts. But Josh Allen, that seems to have been his issue his entire career, is knowing. And I imagine that's really hard for these guys. Like, when you have the ability to play outside the structure of the offense, and you could do it at an elite level a good percentage of the time, like trying to rein that in has to be a massive challenge of like, I know I have the ability to outrun a defensive lineman. I know I have the ability to escape the pocket and throw something across my body 50 yards. But then occasionally when I do that, I'm going to get strip sacked or I'm going to throw a pick or I'm going to turn the ball over or take a bad sack of like weighing when to do it and when not to do it. But he's always had that wild hair up his nose. And at times in his career, in particular last year in Denver, it bit him in the ass and was a big part of why they lost.
Yeah, well, some people would say, you know, you got to get better with your reads and you got to protect the football, obviously. But some others, including a Super Bowl champion head coach, would say, take the Ferrari out of the garage more.
Ooh, rev that engine.
Like, you don't want your quarterback taking hits, right? But he is truly,
incredibly
in this
durable
league right now, a one of one. Yep. He is just massively built. He takes hits, and it doesn't quite register on him the way it does most other guys.
No. Him and Herbert are kind of like that. Like, Herbert will
absolutely
play through broken hands. And
yes.
Just the size and the ability to withstand it is not easy in the NFL.
And so I'm not saying he needs to run the football more per se, but yeah, man, sometimes he gets in trouble by staying around the pocket too much, holding on and waiting versus doing what he did in the beginning of his career, and that was heavily relying on the legs.
Yeah.
What were his rushing totals last year?
Last year, he had 579 yards and 14 rushing touchdowns.
So he's a guy that, like, that's not bad, but I'd love to see that at seven.
He's had years where he's done that.
Instead of lingering in the pocket, taking a blindside hit, strip sack, boom, turnover, deep in your own territory. Like, you don't want that to happen. So I'll be curious to see what the bump or change is going to be with Joe Brady now as the head coach.
Yeah, new face.
Their defense needs to take a step, too. Like, it's a little bit of the Burrow stuff. Like, he was great. He wasn't particularly sharp in that Denver game. But to your point, Cooks doesn't have that ball ripped away. He comes down with it. They win that game. And I think they're in the Super Bowl. And, boy, a Josh Allen, Bills, Seahawks Super Bowl
would have been, yeah.
I think it's a much different result or ending than what we got in that shellacking of a Patriots Super Bowl. So,
yeah,
the defense has to step up. Use the legs a little bit more is something I would actually tell him, because I think he's at a point in his career, should be able to trust his ability to not take as many big hits, get down on the ground. And I love the improvising outside of the pocket. You're likely to take less blindsided strip sacks as you're just moseying around the pocket than you would going on the perimeter.
Just got to be smart. Know when it's time to take your shots and when not to take your shots. But he certainly is one of the best in the league. And it's funny looking at his rushing numbers, too. He is, and maybe we talked about this last year when it happened and I just spaced on it. He is the all-time rushing touchdown leader for Buffalo.
Yeah.
He passed Thurman Thomas
last year.
And with his rushing yards, he passed Joe Cribbs. He is now fourth all-time in rushing yards in Bills history. The idea of catching Thurman Thomas and the juice is loose, not very likely. But he's going to pass Fred Jackson, who's third all-time at 5,600 yards. He's only about 900 yards away from that. Give him two more years, he's going to be top three in career rushing yards in Bills history, too.
Who did you reference at the top?
Thurman Thomas is number one in rushing yards.
No, but number two?
OJ.
Joe Cribbs.
The juice
OJ
is loose.
Who's that?
The juice is loose.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Wait.
I'm looking around Buffalo. I don't.
Oh, yeah. Touche. We
nobody ever played here by that
we
name.
We struck him from the record. I forgot about
he
that.
He doesn't exist anymore.
He's not in the Hall of Fame
new
anymore.
Stadium, new vibes, new history.
Yeah, still in USC. Looking at you, Trojans. Let's get to a couple of more college football notes, including, did a really good story come to a thud of an end? Also, the thoughts on a new quarterback at a place where there are big expectations. We'll get to that little college football throw on your football Friday. We'll do it next on the Fam.
We Sprague did the line.
No, I'm not participating.
The line.
You did this last
Sprague
Friday.
The line.
Yeah, he had a couple of preseason parlays.
No, of course he didn't.
We want your pee.
No, I didn't ask for sponsors today, but we got to get into, you know, it's our warm-up. It's our preseason,
yeah, he
man
was struggling with some preseason parlays.
Yeah, I did one on
parlays
Thursday.
Parlays in general are stupid to do.
I did one on Thursday, and I went 0-3. None of the legs hit. And then I did bet two unders that hit, but then for some reason I gambled on Tua and the Falcons.
Boys.
Jeez,
I have
Pete
a big problem.
Yeah,
what do you got?
I just tried to open my DraftKings app.
Yeah?
Haven't opened it in a while. Probably since the NBA Finals.
Oh, do you need to put a deposit in?
I don't. I still. Okay. I actually did really well last football season, carried over in the NBA, and then I kind of took it in shorts a little bit. I have like seven apps that I usually open and go to. I cannot open them because I am on the 12th or 13th declined update for my phone.
Yeah, they're
and,
not new
and
enough
now
to open
those
yet
apps will yeah no longer re-update because my update is like 13 behind. So I'm at a kind of a stalemate.
Do you know your email and login?
Yeah, I could log in on my desktop. Because
you could
desktop.
Go and log in You're on right. your laptop You're and right. do that route. But I do. That is funny when it happens. That's usually the one thing that will push me over the edge of doing the phone update. Because I hold out as long as I can.
I'm still holding hope that I get to the flip phone.
But if you take away my DraftKings on my when I'm laying on my couch That's and I'm right. chasing my losses in the afternoon slate with a second half line of
Sunday
Cardinals and
night
Raiders,
football, bring it home.
I can't. I have to have that.
You can't be.
I'm eating a wing. I'm not moving. I'm not going to get my laptop.
When Collinsworth slides over is about the time. It's time to make a decision. Are we over under in this game?
All day for Sunday night.
He's scoring the first
All right,
touchdown.
It's a fight. It's finally here. By the way, you brought up the skunk thing. You miss it over the over your vacation.
Did they let the coyote loose?
Dude, the scuttlebutt in the neighborhood is I have a neighbor who wants to introduce a coyote to our neighborhood. It's like, let it free.
Wait, what?
To kill the skunks.
Coyotes get the skunks.
Coyotes kill the skunks.
Predator. You know, coyotes also kill other animals.
Cats,
right?
Dogs.
They're not taking my dog down. You know, I got a good sized dog.
Small children.
You know, fun fact about coyotes, they will attack small children. How old Teddy Ball
gets? Teddy, run! Teddy, run! Just for the scene of having a chance to leave my house at 5 o'clock in the morning and watch out seeing a coyote just mauling a skunk in the middle of the road, I'm kind of intrigued by the
You
idea.
Wouldn't feel at all bad watching that happen.
No, dude. There was one dead in the middle of the road the other day and I applauded.
I think coyotes only eat dead skunks because I don't think they're messing with that skunk smell.
Dude, these skunks are terrorists. They're absolute terrorists.
You're not wrong, but I don't think a coyote solves your problem. And oh, by the way, coyotes are not solo animals the
oh,
way people
think
they are.
Oh, it's a horrible idea. Yeah.
They will
it's
mate.
It's a horrible idea.
And they will have a pack of coyotes.
Now there's a pack.
And now there's a bunch of missing children that are all over your neighborhood.
What was the movie? I actually just ended up watching it where the kids disappear. I finally ended up seeing it. What was the name of that? No, not Neighbors. It was one of those horror movies, and all the kids in the one teacher's class disappear.
Oh,
did you ever
I
see
saw
that movie?
Some of that, yeah, with the gal from Ozarks.
Yes. God, why am I blanking? That's like the coyotes that in my neighborhood. All these kids. What happened to the three kids down the block, man?
We were walking.
They're
the
in
San
the coyote
Zoo.
Den.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
I was talking to my nephew, and I go, "Hey, would you go to a Jurassic Park if they made one?"
Hell yeah.
And he goes, "No." And I go, "He wouldn't."
No.
And then my brother-in-law stepped in, and he started talking. I go, it'd actually be really funny if they had one, and then, like, it opened in the mid-90s, and then just to now you see missing in a child's face since 1994
Where
or 95.
Could he have gone?
I don't know, man.
He stumbled into the
it's
T-Rex
just all
cage,
over
dude.
The park, but they're not legally liable for what happens.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Was this story ruined in college football? We talked about the Akron first drive of the season thing when that came out, buying season
yes.
tickets, and you could call plays for Akron's opening drive. It became a very big story that a lot of people jumped onto. They sold a ton of tickets. Like, they got what they wanted out of it. They announced their finalists, which I didn't know they were going to do finalists. They've announced their top 10 finalists.
Well, then is there like a fan vote for who gets it or something?
I don't know. That's a great question. But one of the people in the finalist group.
Wait,
what
is this for? The Heisman?
For the Akron play
no,
call.
No, you're going to be OC for the game.
Because I might have read this wrong on my vacation.
Their opponent started buying up season tickets.
Robert Morris was buying yes. tickets, hoping that they could be the ones
exactly.
calling plays and tank the opening drive.
Throw
which
the
is,
other team.
Which
that's
is
play one.
Let's absolutely move. Hilarious idea.
Yeah.
Aren't they for the is it for the Heisman or is it the MVP? I can't remember what I read it for. They're allowing a fan vote.
That's the Heisman.
Heisman, I think, has done that for a couple of years, if I'm not wrong.
They've got
now. What does it count for? I don't know.
Oh,
but
I
it's
thought
like,
I read
no,
like
this is brand new for the Heisman.
Yeah, oh, is it brand new?
Opening
okay.
up a fan portal.
It's like
vote.
One vote.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm kind of interested.
Yeah. You got to vote. Yeah, yeah. You can say. One of the finalists for that was Big Cat from Barstool Sports, and pardon my take.
Of course.
Oh, he just randomly got
picked. Just randomly. Huh? There's another, I'm not big on the YouTube streaming gaming crowd, but there's some big college football YouTube streamer guy that is also one of their finalists.
What's
who
his
has,
name? Give me his name. I'll look him up.
Bordeaux? Is that how you say
Bordeaux.
It? Bordeaux.
Is it E-A-U-X?
Where the hell did he go? James B-O-R-D, yeah, E-A-U-X.
Okay.
It's saying he's also one of the followings. He's drawn national recognition for his YouTube video, standing up to EA Sports.
555.
So he's a big deal.
1,000 subscribers.
Okay. So, oh yeah, and a shocking development. Two massive media personalities get announced as the finalists for your. And now they've kind of ruined
it. That's a little
shady. Haven't the Zips ruined it? Are we now anti-Zips?
He looks like he's 10.
Might be.
the Bordeaux guy does?
Yeah, but he just live streams the living hell out of everything.
What a gig if you could get it, dude. Just yourself playing video games and filming yourself doing it? You don't think it's a good gig?
You'd hate it.
You think so?
Okay, let me ask you this.
How much money am I making a year?
The money, but see, you say that not living the life. The money, I'm not going to disagree. The money is like crazy.
Yeah, but if you constantly have to be
in your basement, on camera, putting
out all of this stuff.
How many hours of content do I need a week? How many videos does he have in the last like 2 weeks?
I'll look that up. Tell me this. Whenever you see like a Kai Cenat.
Yeah. I don't watch the stuff, but I see him.
You see the clips and stuff. The speed.
Right.
Do those look like fun lives? They don't to me.
No.
I have to always be entertaining.
There's a certain level that it goes too far that I agree with you.
I have to be in my basement for like 15 straight hours. When does it end?
Somebody going to deliver me some pizza bagels?
Because you love to play the fake game of, if I was a national pundit, I'd sign the first ESPN contract and then I'd just retire. No, you wouldn't. You'd wait for the next one and
sign
it.
You'd get addicted to it?
Jeez, oh, Pete.
When do these guys leave? When are they done? Is Mr. Beast just going to forever trap people in coffins and say, I'll give you $100?
That guy's got skeletons in his closet, does he not?
It looks like
he's... Because of his teeth. His teeth are weird.
Well, they're fake.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Mr. Beast is a very big deal.
Oh, he does like...
he's the biggest of all time, is he not?
I think so. His claim to fame swag is basically, how long will you do something for a certain amount of money? So, like, he'll legitimately put people in very pressing spots and say, if you do this for X amount or you win this competition.
So it's a Fear Factor podcast?
Essentially, but without eating, you know.
Maggots?
Bug penis. You know what I mean? You're not having to do that.
We want your pee.
You don't have to get high off a scorpion to win the $1 million.
No idea this is going on.
Huge. Well, the internet is real, so like it happens. But it looks like he just does.
What are we talking? How many in the last 2 weeks? How many videos are we doing here?
He does one almost every day.
Okay, so one a day video for an hour or two?
Yeah, I tried Madden 27 Superstar Mode. Is it good?
Okay.
111,000 views.
Like, I'd imagine the editing part of it's the biggest pain in the ass. That would suck because you film the content and then you don't put all, you're obviously not going to put all the content in there. Unless you're just live streaming, that's a little bit different. How much money, how many subscribers does he have? He said 500,000?
He's got 598,000.
How much do you make a year with 590,000 YouTube subscribers? What's that salary?
He's probably making a million.
Six figs or a million? It got to be, right?
It's like, right on that. I bet it's right on that threshold.
When do you cash out and go live life?
But see, you guys always say this. That's not
after
what happens.
After my first 10 million?
No, you wouldn't. You'd come back to make another 10 million.
Take a hiatus. Can I take a break? Can I do a Michael Jordan? Can I retire?
That's the other thing. You can't take a break because you lose
and
ground.
You lose your following.
Against everybody else.
Yeah.
It's a weird world those people have to live in where it's like stream all day. There's some cool stuff that comes from it, no doubt. But
yeah.
It's also, I don't know. I don't think you'd actually want to live that life for that money.
How about this? Expectations on one team and quarterback. Here is how Sam Levitt, West Lynn Products, looking early in Baton Rouge.
Our offense has started to improve. Sam has been awesome. He really has been. I don't say that very often, but he made two throws back-to-back today that, you know, I call them adult throws that not many people in the country can make. So really pleased with him, and now we got to make more plays around him.
People feeling good. Pleased with Sam Levitt down at LSU. He's an interesting quarterback for me. 2 years ago was so good. They get to the playoff, but also Cam Scadaboo kind of drove the bus of that Arizona State team. And then last year banged up. But a lot of the LSU season hinges on how is Sam Levitt going to play this year down in Louisiana.
So to note the difference here, it sounds like anywhere, depending on his endorsements, he could make $8,000 to $15,000 a month on his YouTube alone.
This Bordeaux cat,
$8,000 to $15,000 a month. Instagram, he does TikTok. So
right, there's all sorts of clips everywhere.
Yeah, and he honestly looks like a 10-year-old who had a mustache painted on his face.
So that's anywhere from
obviously doing something very well.
100 to 175 grand.
I mean, if he's like 22 years old,
that's a good gig if you can get it. That's what I'm saying.
And he might live in like a Kentucky or something.
I mean, the idea of like locking me in a basement, and making me play NCAA football, is not the detriment that you think it is.
Yeah, till you become like the Claviker of college football video gameplay.
Am I look smaxing now? Making out with hot chicks on my stream. Now we're turning into a late night stream. Here we go, baby.
Somebody said he looks like the first man to become a trans man.
You got a preseason parlay?
Sprague and Lyon brought to you by...
Oh, that's right. We're supposed to gamble.
DraftKings, at this point, we feel bad for Sprague. Whisper, there is no update needed. There you go. Good stuff. No, I'm not. I've learned my lesson last week. I'm not. Next week, though, we will have fun with week zero. We can have some fun with week zero lines because there are actual college games going on.
Week zero lines.
Hold on a second.
Week zero lines.
You
got a bet? You got a preseason bet for me?
Nottingham Forest plus 135 against
Virginia Vols. Give me a Premier League.
F Leeds. Leeds was barely better than us last year. Okay. Second of all, I'm betting Nottingham Forest money line all day if I get my laptop to shut the hell up. Yeah. This ESPN crap is bothering me to all hell. I'm taking the Fire on the road against the fake Vancouver Toronto Tempo.
Yeah, the Tempo, I guess, are playing a swath of games through all of Canada.
They're the Toronto Tempo, not the Canadian Tempo. Okay.
They're playing all over Canada?
Apparently.
Why?
Give me Fire minus 2.5. Okay. Carla late. Let's do it.
People want to see my hot tub streams.
How much would I honestly have to pay, write a check for?
Write
for
a check.
For you to pay NCAA 27 in a hot tub, shirtless.
I have tiny legs and I'm fat. How long does a stream have to be?
The whole game.
I play one game in a hot tub?
But you can't auto-sim like the second quarter.
Right, you got to play the entire thing? Dude, you gave me $20, I'd do that. I love being in hot tubs, and I love playing NCAA football.
So if the brand man walked in and handed you a $20 bill, you'd go home tonight.
If I had a hot tub in my house,
or somebody's house in a hot tub.
Yeah, hook up a screen out. This sounds like a great time. You're making this sound bad. I'm sitting in a hot tub. That's a win. Playing some NCAA football.
What about a whole season?
A whole season?
How long does a season take to play? How pruny would you get in a hot tub?
I'd die. I couldn't do it. Hot tub would be too hot.
That would be a Mr. Beast challenge.
There it is.
Play a whole season.
How long? My legs don't move. All the salt's out of my body.
How old is he becoming? He's Benjamin Button.
Hey, babe, do me a favor. Tighten up.
There you go. Let's wrap it up on a football Friday. We'll do it next on The Fam. Hope your Fridays are off to a good start. Last segment of us for the week, and then we will send you off into your firm of Harrison Moran. Does he have a fill-in, or is he just going solo today?
I didn't see Stevie V out there.
Stevie Brackets.
Stevie Fire out there, so he might just not be there.
He's our new go-getter. You asked Stevie Brackets something, usually the answer to that question is yes.
He filled in for two shows while you
were
out.
Yeah, while I was on vacation. He's filled in a couple times with Patrick, with Danny being gone. He's all over the map right now.
But it'll be Casey and Patrick today. Casey's already fired up. I got him charged up for NFL conversation.
Jumping into the YouTube chat to talk some trash to you.
Did he really?
He pulled up the YouTube chat. Quit your bitching, you 49er fan.
Did you read these Natalie Harp letters to Trump, by the way?
Oh, my God.
This woman is insane.
What was the movie you guys were talking about the other day? You and Joe Fish after the show? The girl that goes crazy and then...
Oh, Obsession.
Obsession. Are we in that category?
There's a
scene. Somebody break a stick.
She's under basically a movie Obsession, which is this low-budget movie that's blown up. It's this girl who is a friend with a guy who's basically, what's the cat we just talked about and made fun of? Claviker?
Yeah.
He's basically that. He's too shy to talk to women, so he's super awkward. He makes a wish that she likes him. She becomes obsessed with him. There is a scene in the restaurant, it doesn't ruin the movie, where he's like, I think you're coming on a little strong. And she's like, no. She stands up. The whole restaurant's just looking at her. She's going nuts. Go read these Natalie Harp letters. It's the same thing.
A couple of thoughts that came in on the streaming topic. Somebody said Kai and Speed did like a 50-hour Minecraft marathon.
That's 50, yes.
I would pay to see Dirt play Minecraft on stream for even an hour. I've never played Minecraft before.
I have. I'm so bad at it.
What is the basis of Minecraft?
It's like Roblox. You just run around and you dig ground. I don't know. I don't even remember what I was doing.
Is that a video game?
I was playing with a kid. He was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know.
Dig over there.
What does this button do?
I've never been a Minecraft guy.
That's where the dancing comes from. All that stuff.
Oh, that's where that comes from?
Oh, yeah,
I thought
man.
That was from the, what was the shooting game, the new shooting game that came out that everybody killed each other in. That wasn't Call of Duty, but the other one that came out.
Red Dead Redemption?
No, that was like online.
Asking the wrong
somebody's going to chime that in, and I'm going to feel like an idiot for not knowing it off the top of my head.
No,
where the celebration dances came from and everything. That's
isn't
not
the
Minecraft.
Gritty from
that's Mine- not my. That's definitely not Minecraft.
I think Minecraft is a part of that.
Is it? I thought Jack Black did a Minecraft movie.
He did, but it's a combination of worlds, isn't it?
You're asking the wrong
we
dude.
We are so
We're
out of our depth here.
Topic
right now.
Yeah, to the point. No, I'm not doing Minecraft. This is only NCAA football related, okay? Come on. Another one. Streamers are basically the modern day hobos. I can't believe people give them their hard earned money. What a waste. Fortnite. Thank you. Fortnite is
Fortnite,
the game.
You're right.
That's where the dances come from.
I didn't play Minecraft. I played Fortnite.
I said, you mine and you craft. Okay. All right. Well, if you want to Minecraft this weekend, you get Minecraft on. I will play a little NCAA football this weekend. You bet your ass I will.
If I wrote a letter and it was to Dirt and I wrote, I could not have parted with you to anyone less worthy. I think you'd file a restraining order against me.
You ever have a stage five clinger?
No, not like that. Not like the movie Obsession.
No. I remember one time chatting with a gal who...
A little more attached.
A little over the top. Little,
sure.
It was a bit much.
Not like I need to maybe file an actual restraining order.
I remember one time before I went on a date with a gal, a first date, there was a text message about Christmas plans. And this was in like August. Like, hey,
went on one date?
What? No, we hadn't even gone on a date yet. And there was a text about like...
You were texting to set up a date.
We were getting ready to go. Like the first date was looming on the horizon. It was like, hey, next week, let's go grab a drink. Okay, sounds good. So the communication was free flowing.
Okay.
And it was an idea of like, you know, we could bake cookies together for Christmas. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along those lines. And I thought, wow.
Was this somebody you
we are already
knew?
Christmas.
Or was
already
this a total first blind date?
I mean, talk about cart in front of the horse. We had met before, but not spent a lot of time
Andy
together.
The Hog Johnson, dude. What's happening over there?
That's good,
good
shit
for
right
you.
There. Hog them up, Sikorsky.
I mean, you don't want to be in that relationship, but
I mean,
would
say... that is a red flag, I should say. And a white flag for me. I was like, I don't know.
I would say if you agreed to it, it'd be a major red flag of you as a person.
Yeah. Let's go bake some cookies. What? Excuse me. What the hell are you talking about over there, man?
I wasn't talking about baking those cookies,
but...
Epa!
Epa!
We got anything fun going on other than building the fence this weekend? Any other
I am
plans?
Going to a movie premiere tonight.
What? You're going to a movie?
He undersold the lead.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the missus was in...
Is it a movie?
Yeah.
She's in a movie?
But what's it on?
What's
How
the movie?
I can't
movie?
Remember which one this... Which, she did a bunch, like, all in a row, and I can't remember
Is it
which.
In theaters, on TV?
How
do I
watch
it?
We're doing this at the Portland Art Museum.
Okay, oh, okay.
Can I... Hold on.
Yeah.
No disrespect, Swag. I think you understand why I'm going to say what I'm about to say. The theater. You have this idea that every movie is still coming out in the theater.
Theater.
And it's like 90% of the movies don't come on theater.
I think they're
anymore.
All still in the theaters, man. It's 1999 to me, baby.
So, yes.
I think
so,
you need to know the movie, by the way, to be on the red carpet. You should look that up.
You got
to
give me a name of the movie. Can I watch? Is it viewable?
What's the name of the movie?
Do we have information?
I don't know.
Follow up.
Why are you the red carpet date? I ditch you.
Yeah. And you brought bread into the house.
So, yeah, so I made the dinner reservation.
I had people defending him, by the way, off the air yesterday.
Ooh, the bread takes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't tempt.
Yeah.
Don't tempt the other with the bread.
Yeah.
Well, good little show, everybody. It's good to be back to full strength.
I'll have a full report on Monday.
Okay.
I got you know the name of the movie by Monday.
Yes, I will.
We will find out the name of the movie by the time we take the air.
What are you doing this weekend?
I got a baby shower.
Yours?
Yeah.
Ooh. Any good eats, at least?
A little more excitement
there. There'll be some pastries.
Yeah? From where?
Homemade, I think.
I don't know.
Who's making them?
That actually is not happening anymore. I put the kibosh on that.
I was teeing you up.
I gave a over my dead body is this going to happen, and thankfully she agreed.
There was
so
a request for Dirt's wife to make the pastries.
Like, you're not making something for your baby shower. No, that ain't happening.
I brought that up, by the way, for the family.
Yeah, hard no from everybody.
An absolute egregious request.
I will be there, though. Me and Teddy Ballgame will be the only dudes roaming around. We'll have a good time on Sunday. I'm going to bring his fart butt and see how that plays at the baby shower. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 105.1 FM.